bar has been raised. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Once upon a time, L.A. car chases were enough for all the networks to cut to the same picture. But now the bar has been raised by a man who is trying to invent a new way to commute.
Just going to elevate and float to work at 50 to 100 feet off the ground.
But Richard Heaney's commuter balloon got loose.
It is reported that a six-year-old boy, the son of the person who built it, climbed inside.
Of course, little boy was hiding in the garage all along, it turned out, and it was a classic happy ending until this moment of live, unedited television on CNN.
Did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Hmm?
Why didn't you come out?
You guys said that we did this for the show.
Uh-oh. Nobody saw that coming. Time for damage control.
I heard what he said, but I'm sure it wasn't really clear. What was his...
Sounded pretty clear to me, Wolf. It was one of those, Daddy, what does bong mean moments. The perfectly reasonable explanation came on the early show.
One of the guys had asked him if they could show him how he got up into the attic, and it was for a TV show.
Is that right, Falcon? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Which brings us to the moral. When CNN says, we want to put you and the kids on live with Wolf Blitzer, you say, I'm sorry, we're too upset. Which apparently is hard to do when you're a family that's appeared before on Wife Swap.
What's the first thing you say to Falcon after you stop crying?
Oh, I just asked him to please never do that again.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.